we've got a situation at the moment where Mark Stevens is on the way to the airport from... he's in Brisbane, and he's going to be flying to Adelaide for the final tomorrow night between Geelong and Port Adelaide. And he had... Yeah, that's him. That's him. I want to get him on. I want to get him on the program ASAP. Oh. Because he broke a fairly significant story last night on the Twitter world. Suggesting that, well, he's suggesting that Adam Saad is going to stay at Essendon.
Oh, is
so,
he?
Yes, so I wouldn't mind talking to Steve-O just to explain a little bit more about that as to why that he has gone with that story, because I think it's been a bit of a roller coaster ride the last couple of weeks. You know, Essendon were confident he'd stay, then they were worried he'd go. There was speculation that the Blues had a couple of meetings with Adam Saad, North Melbourne, Melbourne, all sorts of people were interested in talking to him, and maybe they did talk to him, but now the feeling is that he might be heading back towards staying at Essendon. So it'll be interesting to see what Steve-O's got to start got to say about the matter.
Well, that's, I wasn't aware of that story. I must have missed that last night, and I don't know how I've missed that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get him on the line right now. He's right there. He's got him on the line. Mark Stevens from Channel 7, the main man and RSN's chief football reporter. Steve-O, good morning.
Morning, Hart. Morning, Whitey. I'm just on the Bruce Highway on the way to the airport heading to Adelaide. So hopefully I can get in the border and then hop back to Queensland for the grand final.
Well, that would, yeah, no point going and being in a hub for 6 months and not being able to get to the grand final, Steve. I hope you've sorted this out.
No, and of course the Bulldogs play Saturday, so we need to get back in time. But yeah, the big story, Hart, really from a trade perspective is involving Adam Saad. Of course, it was heavily reported that Essendon only offering 4 years, Carlton 5. I can confirm that Essendon's now up that offer to 5 years, which is a massive show of faith in Adam Saad as a 26-year-old. And the money now is virtually, well, very close to what it is on offer at Carlton and other clubs. So Adam Saad now has a decision to make between Essendon Footy Club and the others, not based on money or length of term, but based on where he's the happiest. And you would think, just from reading between the lines, that he's now likely to stay, as you think you would, given Essendon have done so much for him, now prepared to offer a 5-year deal.
Okay, so now it is a true measure of what Adam thinks of the football club and their direction, as opposed to another year or the cash that might have been on offer from somewhere else. This is more about his relationship now with the Essendon Football Club, full stop.
Absolutely, Harf. Usually it's for a longer term or more money people leave. Now it's line ball. And, yeah, if he does leave, then that'll be a slap on the Essendon Football Club, of course. But I think he's more likely now to stay. The only, you could look at it another way and say perhaps it's a Hail Mary by Essendon, thinking, well, he's probably halfway out the door. We'll throw this at him now. But you'd think you'd be more positive now as an Essendon person that he would stay with 5 years. But what do you think of 5 years for Adam Saad? It's a long term, isn't it? I mean, he's a very durable player. But 5 years is normally really the top echelon, a key position player or a ruckman, right up in the A-grade level.
Yeah, it is. And I think a lot of clubs, Steve, have been caught with players in long-term deals that haven't quite worked out the way that they would have liked, and it's become an issue. So I still think that a five-year deal is too long, full stop, for everyone, for the club and for the player. I just don't think much good comes out of these long-term deals. 3 years should be the maximum term, as far as I'm concerned. But it is a great show of faith. I mean, he's a very important player for them. So I would have thought if he wanted to stay, 4 years would have been enough anyway, I must admit. So I'm not sure. You know, obviously, it's another year of security, but I'm not sure that it would be the make or break if he's got to the point where there's 4 years on the table, and I'm sure it was decent money. Maybe not Carlton money with that extra year, but 4 years at the footy club where you are, where you're comfortable. If you didn't want to leave, I don't know why you'd be entertaining an offer of even if it was 5 years anywhere else. So I think this is a true test of his relationship, of what he thinks is happening at that football club and whether or not he really wants to be there. That's why I'm still a little bit sceptical, I must admit, that there was enough water going under the bridge in the last couple of weeks, Steve-O, that the drums were beating that he was looking to get out and obviously having some incentive to do so from other clubs. I'm still a little bit sceptical, I must admit.
Yeah, well, it could be, as I said, a little bit of a Hail Mary to try and keep him. But what Essendon have now said, well, we're going to match everything. It's up to you now. And you know, you're a man of, good morals and a very solid citizen in the world. So a real tough decision now for Adam Saad, because sometimes when you leave, the money's too good, the offer's too good, and people can accept that. But now it's like for like, and it's a huge call for Adam Saad, and we should know perhaps in the next 48 hours or so, half.
So what's the cash on offer, Steve-O?
The cash on offer, I think she's around the 6-7.
Okay. Yeah, well, he's a 6-ish sort of player, I would think.
Yeah, I would have thought so, plus the security, but he keeps saying that it's more than money, so we'll just have to wait and see. So, Adrian Dodoro's got a fair bit on his plate at the moment, so just trying to get everything in line at Essendon Footy Club, huh? So we'll see what unfolds as I head towards the Brisbane Airport, a beautiful day up here in southeast Queensland.
Thanks, Jane Bunn. I think it's an interesting one from an Essendon perspective, in that there's been a lot of commentary outside the football club at the moment around the club's in crisis and everyone wants to leave and all these sorts of things. Well, as it stands, no one has left. So I think even from a PR perspective, if they are to sign Adam Saad, I think that's going to do a lot for the morale of the footy club. Because Adam Saad is a very popular member of the team. He's a popular member of the club because of his character. And it's almost seen as a bit of sort of Steve-O uncharacteristic of Adam to be... He's not sort of playing the club off against other clubs or anything like that. He's just... This is his big deal. This is the deal that sets up his life. He's finished third in the best and fairest 3 years in a row. He feels like it's time to be... I guess, recognised. And I think also the fact with Connor McKenna retiring, he becomes even more important for Essendon. So I think in a lot of ways this signature is as important, if not more important, than Joe Danaher, just because of it represents so many different things. I know Joe Danaher can be a match winner and all these sorts of things, but there's a lot of coulds with Joe Danaher, whereas when it comes with that to Adam Saad, with what he's done over the last 3 years, it's what he actually does.
Well, for sure. Well, he's the barometer in many ways. When he's zipping off half-back, that's when Essendon are up and about, and it's a constant that they can rely on. So it may be a domino effect for sure, so hopefully he stays at the Bombers. But you talk about Joe Danaher, mail getting stronger, obviously, up here in Queensland, at Brisbane, now the destination. So we'll have to wait and see. Apparently he's gone to the Simpson Desert or something like that for a holiday, Whitey. So a little bit different. Not your style of holiday, I wouldn't have thought.
Absolutely not. Well, I wouldn't call it a holiday to start with. That's punishment. That's sort of some sort of detention type setup. Doing that sort of thing. Look, I think with Joe that I think the decision is coming. I don't think this is something that's going to drag out too much longer. I think Essendon's quite keen to put it to bed either way, because as I said before, it's a little bit like with the Adam Saad thing. There's a lot of negative talk about the football club at the moment, just because it's kind of being the narrative of Essendon's kind of being controlled by outside forces, not by the club, because they're literally waiting to know what two of their most important players are doing. And so they need to build a story around loyalty. The club, the players want to stay because they like the future of the club. Or alternatively, it's, well, they're going to have a lot of picks. What are they going to do with them? So, interesting times.
Yeah, it's going to be a big trade period. Nakia Cockatoo's the other one, who Joel Selwood's perhaps the most talented player on the list. He looks headed to Brisbane. So the Lions are going okay if they can pick up Cockatoo, get him fit, similar to what they did with Lincoln McCarthy, and then add Danaher in as well.
Yeah, or Big Ben, if it doesn't work with Joe. Who knows what it looks like for the Lions, but it looks like they might get some players. They're a destination club these days, Steve-O. And you've been up there at the destination doing your thing. At the Tan Lions, are they strong at the moment?
They are. I've got a watch mark, which is always a good sign, half, as I put the watch on this morning. So, the weather's been beautiful up here, and you can see why the players have quite enjoyed it. I know there's a lot of players that think, wow, the lifestyle's very good up here. So I think in the future it's going to be good for the Suns in Brisbane to attract players up here. Just the 23-degree weather, and it's totally life as normal up here. You would not know there's a COVID crisis whatsoever, half. It's extraordinary, really. You have to dine in at cafes, but that's about it. A very, very relaxed scene up here in Queensland, and hopefully we can get back to that in Victoria very soon.
That would be very nice, Steve. Very nice indeed. And it's always very nice to have a chat to you on the program. I know you've got things to do and drive carefully to the airport. But lovely to chat, mate. Take care.
All good. Are you a fan of Shepherd? I think they're a chance to play half time. So say Geronimo. Say Geronimo. Say Geronimo. Say Geronimo.
Brilliant. That's another little clip we've got for you, Steve. We love that sort of stuff. I love Geronimo. Can't get enough. Drive carefully. We'll chat soon.
See you, guys.